The program is being put on by the Summit County Children's Justice Center and the United Against Bullying Coalition, with proceeds going to both those groups. County investigator Christina Sally said the camps are aimed at kids entering kindergarten or first grade. One is set for the Treasure Mountain Middle School August 5th to the 9th, and the other Jeremy Ranch Elementary from the 12th to the 16th.
It's a five-day camp in the mornings only, and it addresses a different safety topic each day of the camp. And those safety topics include anti-bullying, what to do if you're bullied, and that'll sort of be the overriding theme throughout each day. And then we have a bike and pedestrian safety day. We have a fire safety day, a stranger danger and keeping your body safe day. And then the last day is what to do if you're lost or separated from an adult. We put this together as a collaboration between Summit County Attorney's Office, David Bricky, obviously, our Children's Justice Center, where children are interviewed if they're abused, the United Against Bullying Coalition, Park City Police Department, and Summit County Sheriff's Office.
County Attorney David Bricky said the hazards and problems facing kids have changed since he was a youngster going to school.
My children, we take to school every day. When I was growing up in the 70s, it was walking to and from school. You don't do that anymore. Even if you put a child on a bicycle, you're concerned about how they cross the street. And we obviously have a situation in almost every school in Summit County, but particularly here in Park City, where kids have to travel along very busy roadways, crossing under overpasses. And it's a busy world we live in today, and parents are probably at work when kids go to school, certainly when they come home.
He said the media has changed a lot also in recent decades.
Internet access is different than anything I was experiencing growing up, and maintaining an understanding of who the good guys are is something that we thought we could promote through this camp. Hollywood and TV has changed the perception of who are the individuals that are safe to approach if you're either scared or hurt. We would like to change that here in Park City, let everyone know. Police officers, sheriff, deputies, and firemen are the good guys. They're going to be exposed to the internet and computer and bullying at a much earlier age, I suspect, than I remember bullying starting around fifth or sixth grade. I think now it's really taking place at an earlier age and in a quicker time frame.
Sally said the cost of the camps is $75.
The children will receive a safety camp t-shirt that they'll get to wear every day, a bike flag for their bike, a safety flag, a water bottle. There'll be snacks each day. So we have a lot of fun activities planned.
On a related topic, Bricky said Summit County's own Children's Justice Center has been doing well in its year and a half of existence. He said use of the facility has gone up.
I think it's partly because of the availability, the closeness now to being in Summit County, Division of Family Services, the Sheriff's Office and the Park City Police Department, all of them have been accessing it in a much greater number than we anticipated. We've also recently had the council approve the hiring of a part-time employee that we'll be advertising for, and the goal will hopefully be in the years ahead, looking at expanding the Children's Justice Center, moving it out of the center where it is now, and hopefully into a home. That's the way it is in almost, in every other county, they have it in a home setting.
Summit County Attorney David Bricky. You can sign up for safety camp by going to the county's website and finding the link. You can contact Christina Sally by fax or email, and her phone is 615-3829. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.